Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show as we continue this series with the Tulsa Drillers. I'm joined by Demetrio Crisantes in his second double-A game tonight. The first one was really good last night with a two-run double and a couple of walks as well. And Demetrio, I guess just going to ask you generally for Amarillo fans or Diamondback fans who haven't seen much of you the last couple years because you've been out with injury, what's the scouting report on you? What kind of player are we going to see out there?
I'm a player that can hit. Hitting has really come naturally to me, and I just always love to hit. And I'm like an exciting player out there to bring good energy to the team, on defense, in the dugout, anywhere. Like, I just try to bring good energy and good vibes to the team.
You showed up right in the nick of time in this playoff race. What's your initial assessment of the vibes around this clubhouse?
Well, right now we're just keeping everybody loose, and you know, we're in a close playoff spot, like you said, and just try to go win some ball games, not try to do too much, be ourselves, and hopefully get into that spot in the playoff spot.
How have you dealt with the injuries? Because it was the shoulder last year, the hamstring this spring. How have you mentally stayed in a spot where you feel like, okay, things are going to turn around here?
You know, talking to people, talking to my parents, talking to coaches, just understanding the process. It's definitely tough, especially after the hamstring injury, playing spring training and expecting to be here to start the season, but didn't happen. Just kept working hard, didn't put my head down, looked at the positive and everything, and just now we're here and just continue to with my career.
You are an impressively bilingual guy for a 21-year-old. Have you always spoken both languages?
Yeah, my dad is from Mexico, so on my dad's side of the family, we just really just speak Spanish. They speak both English and Spanish, but more Spanish than English.
For you, now you're one of three 21-year-old infielders here with you, Luis, and Tureen. Obviously, I'm sure you've worked a ton with those guys, played a ton with those guys at the lower levels of this organization. What does it mean for the three of you to be here together?
I mean, it's awesome. We've been together since probably like 2022, 2023, growing up together, basically. They're like my brothers, and to be here in the next step, hopefully get to the next level as well together, and, you know, just support each other like we always do.
People always say that the biggest jump is from high A to double A as far as just level of competition. And obviously you've only got one double A game under your belt, but what have you heard about what the pitchers are like at this level as you try to, you know, create an approach against them?
More that they can control their stuff better. They know where to throw, what counts they want to throw. They kind of pitch backwards here. So they just told me, just stick with my approach, you know, just sit on my fastball and adjust and just play the game that I've been playing my whole life.
Guy that was born in Arizona, Arizona Diamondbacks. If we go back to draft day, what was the reaction when you found out it was going to be that team that took you?
It was surprising. My agent at the time was telling me, oh, the Diamondbacks, maybe, maybe not. And then when they gave me the offer and they selected me, I was like, wow, hometown, I got really lucky.
So, I feel like it's always in the draft situation, guys end up where they don't expect to be, right?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of stories about that, and that definitely happened to me. But I'm blessed and happy that the D-backs got to choose me.
So last night, Manny Pena hit his 21st home run of the season to lead minor league baseball. You guys aren't that far apart age-wise. He's only 1 year older than you.
Yeah.
What about his game? I'm sure you've seen him in spring at other levels. What about his game has allowed him to have so much success through your eyes this year?
I think last year he played in the Dominican Winter League, and I feel like that brought him a lot of experience to here to the States. So you're playing a lot of big league guys over there and a lot of older guys. So he got all that experience over there, probably got to talk to other people. And I mean, it's working out. He's doing awesome this year.
Is there somebody on this team or in this org that you specifically you think learned the most from?
Oh yeah, especially during spring training, like all the big leaguers being around Corbin, Cattell, Perdomo, all those guys. Even Walshman, he was my roommate last year, and he got to go to college. He got to experience Double A, Triple A, and you know, I talk to him every day, and he just going out to see how his day went, what to expect. He helped me a lot too.
Obviously, a clean bill of health is priority number one for you, but what are some things that you're looking for early as you kind of get back into the swing of a game, of playing games? Like, what are you thinking that if I'm doing these things, I'm on the right track?
Honestly, just going out there and enjoying the moment, I've been out for a year. Like you said, health is definitely the most important thing right now, but just going out there and enjoying every moment I have right now, get better, and hopefully get to the big league sooner and later.
Thanks for the time, my man.
Thank you so much.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.